legs around. Everyone in a low-boat town, signs of life will stop and flickering. Need a bed to lay my body down, dead weight to carry down. Static is lulling me to sleep. Hang your clothes on a chain link fence, and junkyards say I'm in a mouth is full of worthless sounds. Important sentences.
Hello, hello. You are listening to Good Medicine on intrafficradio.com. This is Dr. K, Dr. Katrina Miller here in Los Angeles, California. Here at the Bedrock Studios, where intrafficradio.com comes to you with live shows and our ongoing playlist of great Los Angeles music for you. All the time, every day, and now it is time for Good Medicine, Mondays 7 to 8 p.m. with me, Dr. K, Dr. Katrina Miller, family medicine physician here in Los Angeles. And I am joined here tonight by the two men who I will call my two cousins, just to make it easier on everybody. Does that sound okay, you guys?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, we'll just do that. So I have, to my left, Peter Olson.
Hello. Good to be here and saying hi to all of you back in Wisconsin. It was over 80 degrees here again today, and I know you guys are going to greet me on Wednesday night with about 15 degrees and 20 inches of snow, but hey, I like it here right now.
That sounds good, and it's good to have you here. And then to my right, we have Mo Olson, who is Peter's son. Hello.
Hello.
And how are you doing today?
I'm doing great. Enjoying the weather. I'm glad I'm not in the Midwest.
Yeah, seriously. And again, how long has it been since you were in the Midwest?
It'll be a year come January.
Wow, so it's been a while since you've been in that cold weather. How do you like it out here?
I'm loving it. I'm living in Long Beach, and it's a great city.
Definitely. All right, very good. So thank you, too, for joining me tonight. So basically, it's family hour tonight. And we're going to be talking about lots of different subjects. It kind of depends on, you know, what really comes up in terms of what we bring up today. As you know, Good Medicine, I usually bring you health and medical news. And we'll take a look and see if there's some up-to-date things that I can tell you about. It looks like there's always some weight loss medicine stuff we can talk about. Ooh, a diarrhea vaccine patch failed in two patient studies. Sorry. So maybe we can talk about a little bit of the traveler's medicine. I know that Peter was talking about that, and he's done a lot of travel. So maybe you know a little bit more about some illness of travel.
Yeah, we'll be able to.
Unfortunately.
We'll be able to maybe give you a few points as you seek to travel internationally in particular, because it's good that you are equipped before you go over, because you're not going to find everything over there.
Definitely, definitely. Sounds like a good idea. Always be prepared wherever you're going. Be prepared before you go, right?
Amen to that.
Getting your medicines, getting any vaccinations you might need. Definitely want to be prepared. So we'll talk a little bit more about that. And, you know, maybe we'll see if there's some other vaccine-related stuff. There's always that kind of stuff going on, and other kinds of studies. And you can be a part of our conversation if you would like by giving us a call at 213-484-6639. That's 213-484-6639 if you would like to be a part of our conversation. And otherwise, we'll just keep talking about the stuff that we want to talk about and hopefully you want to listen to. That sound good, you guys?
You bet. Fantastic. We got some good music for you tonight, don't we, Katrina?
Yeah, we sure do. Let's see. We were just listening to Beck, a song called Youthless off of his Modern Guilt album, and started off the hour with Elevate Me Later from Pavement off of Crooked Rain, Crooked Rain. And we've got some kind of themes going in our sections today. So we're going to hear two songs called White Bird and then Blackbird by the Beatles coming up. And then a little later on, we've got Matis Yahu. Did I say
sure.
that right, Mo?
That sounds great.
Who is the Hasidic Jewish reggae rapper. Right. Yeah. And that's going to be paired with a band called Isaacs, a family. Peter, you want to fill us in on Isaacs real quick?
Yes, the Isaacs are, this was a Jewish family who came to know Messiah, and they are very well known in the country bluegrass genre, and sing excellent four-part harmonies. I think you'll find them incredible.
Yeah. So, and then we've got more things coming up. We've got a couple of holiday tunes, and then we'll have one of my old band's coming up with our last tune, which the reason why I did this is our first song was Elevate Me Later, and our last song is called Elevate.
Wonderful.
You Hallelujah. Like that?
Huh? Here we go.
I like having the patterns.
Yeah, yeah.
The patterns go on here, so that's what we're about here. So keep in mind that you are listening to In Traffic Radio, and this is the online section of intraffic.com, a blog website that you can go to and check out lifestyle-type blogs with fashion, beauty, music, art, photography, and, of course, film and, again, music. And then, of course, our In Traffic Radio is the live stream. But when we don't have live shows 24 hours a day, you can hear the songs that we have programmed for you with rebroadcasts of our show. So definitely keep on checking it out. Got all kinds of shows, everything from medicine to film to comedy and behind the scenes with music as well. And just wanted to also let you know that here at Bedrock Studios, there's going to be a nice big party going on this upcoming Saturday, December the 18th. So check it out. Lots of big local bands playing here. And then also check out isgoodmusic.com for more information about the show for John Hirschfield of Is Good Music. Again, this Saturday, December 18th. So that's going to be real fun. So check out your listings for more information about that. And, of course, your Facebook pages for In Traffic Radio and Is Good Music. So why don't we let you go and hear the rest of this Beethoven Symphony number 9, and then we'll be moving into White Bird on Good Medicine on intrafficradio.com.
birds singing in the dead of night. Take these broken wings and learn to fly all your life. You were only waiting for this moment to arise. Blackbird singing in the dead of night. Take these sunken eyes and learn to see all your life. You were only waiting for this moment to be free. Blackbird, fly. Blackbird, fly into the light. To the dark black night. Blackbird singing in the dead of night. Take these broken wings and learn to fly. Your life, you were only waiting for this moment to arise. Blackbird, fly. Blackbird, fly into the light of a dark black night. Only waiting for this moment to arrive. You were only waiting for this moment to arrive.
All right, you are listening to Good Medicine on intrafficradio.com. Thanks so much for joining us. And again, this is Dr. K, Dr. Katrina Miller, here with you on Good Medicine every Monday evening, 7 to 8 p.m. on In Traffic Radio. And again, this week it's family time, and we have Peter and Mo Olson here with us. And how you guys doing? You hanging back, having fun?
Oh yeah, we have a great taste in music. Those are great songs.
So far so good. Peter, you doing okay over there?
You bet. I mean, the music is beautiful, and wait to hear some of the rest in this set. We hope John Cody is listening tonight. A fellow somebody who used to be in one of my youth groups up in Canada, who is a wonderful star in his own right here in the Hollywood area.
Uh-huh.
And we got a song by John Cody here tonight.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, we do. And I'll have to say that most of the playlist tonight was chosen basically by these two guys.
And so, we thank you very much.
Yes, thank you. I love having a different set of music that I can play, and especially stuff that I've never even heard before, really. So I appreciate that. And we just heard from Blackbird, the Beatles, which, of course, we know about from before. And then a band called It's a Beautiful Day with a song called White Bird before that. So that was a cool set. And we just found this this little note about swine flu. And unfortunately, I didn't realize this was kicking back again. But it looks like swine flu is back in the UK. So it hasn't gotten here to the U.S., folks. But it looks like it's definitely coming up in Britain. And so it looks like 10 adults have actually died because of swine flu there in Britain. So that sucks. And let's see. This says, health officials in Britain said the swine flu virus, which stirred fears of a global pandemic last year, has returned and killed 10 people there in the last 6 weeks. Over the last few weeks, we have seen a rise in the number of cases of both seasonal flu, both H1N1 and flu type B in that community, said Professor John Watson, the head of Britain's Health Protection Agency. So it looks like we got to be careful about that. It is suggested that especially pregnant women get that flu shot, especially in the UK. And you know what that means, guys. That means that if it's over in the UK, it's going to be coming over here soon. So did you guys get your flu shots?
Well, I did, and we were talking about off air, I did have a little reaction to it, and that does happen, but you still need to protect yourself. In Ukraine last year, they had a little bit there. They had the swine flu, but it was a super swine flu. They now have super and regular, whatever you can get, you know. But anyway, they had over 2,000 people killed by that, and it was really rugged. And we've got to protect ourselves the best that we can in our society, because and the other thing is just remember, don't cough on people, or don't, you know, if you're sick, stay home.
Yeah, and wash your hands. If somebody coughs on you, wash your hands. And you know that whole thing about cough into your elbow so you don't even get it on your hand? That's a real good idea. Did you get your flu shot, Mo?
No, I still think of myself as young and invincible.
So, so you think of yourself that way?
Yeah, right. Right.
And when are you going to realize that you aren't?
Maybe tomorrow. Maybe that'll be a realization
tomorrow. We'll hope the best for you. Right. How about Alexandria? Did she get hers?
I know she will be, because she is pregnant. She's with child.
Oh, so, yeah. Well, we didn't even talk about that.
Oh, yeah. We forgot to talk about that at supper. And so I'm going to be a grandfather for the first time. Yay.
Congratulations. I had no idea.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. Oh, that's great. Well, definitely protect her. You need to get your flu shot then, so you don't get her sick.
All right. I promise.
Got it?
Got it.
All right. Well, we had to take off for more music here, and we're going to hear from that Matisyahu.
Sure.
And this is Mo's suggestion. So let's hear about that, and we'll be back in just a minute.
To know ya, please wanna be close to you. Yes, I'm so hungry. You're like water for my soul when it gets thirsty. Without you, there's no me. You're the air that I breathe. And sometimes the world is dark and I just can't see. With the demons around all around to bring me down to negative or deep. But I believe, yes, I believe. I see the I believe. I'm standing on my own 2 feet. Won't be brought down on one knee. I'll fight with all my might and get these demons to flee. Hashem's rays, fire blaze, burn bright in, I believe. Hashem's rays, fire blaze, burn bright in, I believe. Out of darkness comes light, twilight unto the heights. Trying to stay high, you're bound to stay low. You want God, but you couldn't inflate your ego. You're already there, then there's nowhere to go. Your cup's already full, then it's bound to overflow. You're drowning in the waters and you can't stay afloat. Ask Hashem for mercy and I'll throw you a rope. Looking for help from God, you'll say he couldn't be found. Searching up to the sky, looking beneath the ground. Like a king without his crown, you keep falling down. And I really want to live, but can't get rid of your frown. You're trying to reach unto the heights and found down, bound on the ground. Giving up your pride, then you heard a sound. Out of night comes day, out of day comes light. And I'll find to the one light, sunlight in a ray. Make room for his love, hope for your gun blaze. Making room for his love, and a fire gun blaze. What's this feeling? My love, a rainbow hole in the ceiling. Give myself to you now from the essence of my being. And I sing to my God, songs of love and healing. I want Mashiach now, time it starts revealing. What's this feeling? My love, a rainbow skylight in the ceiling. Give myself to you from the essence of my being. And I sing to my God, songs of love. Yeah.
Right, Isaacs, nice job. You guys like that?
Wow.
Yeah, the Isaacs, by the way, everybody, are, you know, they're you know, a Christian group, but boy, they can just sing. And if you ever get any of their other stuff, you're going to be very surprised at their sliding harmonies that are just gorgeous. So if you ever get a chance to listen to the Isaacs and Sonia Isaacs.
Sonia.
She's the lead singer there.
Yeah, she was the one with the main voice there.
Yep.
Sounding good. All right, and before that, we heard The King Without a Crown by Mattisyahu, who is, again, the Hasidic Jewish reggae rap artist.
Yeah.
Right on.
It's pretty
It's really good.
Yeah.
And he has a lot of songs.
Yeah.
We found one of his albums and it has 17 songs on it, and that's just one album.
Yeah.
That was amazing. And you took some trip where you were listening to?
Yeah, the way I heard of him was my friend who's a musician. I was on tour with him and he kept on playing. What's the guy's name? I don't even know.
Mattisyahu.
Mattisyahu's music.
If I'm saying it correctly.
Yeah. And it was amazing. I mean, we took a... You know, we were driving all over the place. So we listened to Velvet.
You know what,
bunch.
Mo? Let's talk a little bit about what you have been doing in your travels, because you've been doing some really interesting stuff. Tell us a little bit about that.
This past 2009, September 2009 through March 2010, I was on tour with a group. We were called the Awaken Tour, the band Everrain, and we were raising awareness about sex trafficking in the United States and also abroad.
And now, I know this might sound naive, but when we talk about sex trafficking, we're not really talking about prostitution. We're talking more about kind of kids or people who really don't have other resources kind of being bought or sold into this kind of business,
When we talk about trafficking, we're talking about slavery. We're talking about held against your will, doing something that you do not want to do.
And that's really happening in the U.S.?
Oh, yeah. It's happening in the United States more than we think.
Wow. And do you have any statistics on how much or where that's happening?
Not with me. I know actually in the state of California, San Francisco is a big, it's one of the top four or five cities that is bringing in, it's a port city.
Sure.
Cities, border cities, these are the cities that are pretty big in the United States that are experiencing trafficking problems.
Wow. And I mean, are we talking like maybe hundreds or thousands?
The last number was, I believe, between 16 and 24,000 victims in the United States.
Well, you know what? Thank you so much for doing that and raising awareness because, I mean, you know, we know in the back of our mind about things like this in the world, but certainly something like that I would never think is actually going on in the United States.
Yeah. We definitely need people to have a voice about it.
And then you also traveled over to, where was it? Taiwan?
Thailand. That was the end part of our tour. We went to Hawaii and Thailand. Hawaii, we went there to help a group called PASS. I think it's Pacific Alliance to Stop Slavery, to help with a petition that they were putting across to put through a law that would up the penalty for traffickers. And then in Thailand, we went out and helped with a group called MST Project. It's Men in the Sex Trade. And so we went out and interviewed, we had a survey and just talked to men that were Western men that were going to Thailand for the tourism, for the sex tourism out there. So we just have a conversation with them. So
you were actually talking to the people who were going to purchase the services.
Right.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So you were trying to kind of enlighten them a little bit about how they were contributing to a business that really
it was more just talking about, you know, we wanted to know their story, why they were there and what's going on with that, and also, you know, enlighten them to what the dangers are with that and everything like that.
So were you working at all with the Thai boys? I mean, the ones who are the sex trade workers.
Some of the ladies from our group, they actually went and would talk with some of the girls that were in the bars and stuff
right.
We focused primarily on speaking with these guys and having conversations with them. Unbelievable stories.
Yeah,
some of these
guys.
So.
No doubt. And it's, you know, really there are a lot of folks from Western countries who go for that specific purpose. I mean, people talk about Thailand all the time for that reason.
I'm
going to go over and I'm going to get laid a whole bunch and pay, you know, very little for it. And it's probably going to be with, like, you know, really young girls young boys who look like girls.
Right.
Yeah. It's pretty creepy. Let's go. We're going to listen to a song called Sublime right now by Supreme Beings of Leisure. And we'll be back in just a minute on Good Medicine on In Traffic Radio.
Thank you.
You are listening to Good Medicine on intrafficradio.com. I am Dr. K, Dr. Katrina Miller, family medicine physician here in Los Angeles, California. And this is the show coming to you every Monday, 7 to 8 p.m. on our little internet radio station. You can be a part of our conversation if you would like to give us a call. And the phone number again is 213-484-6639. That's 213-484-6639. And so we were just talking a little bit before with Mo in particular about his travels and work with basically people who are in the sex trade for, you know, the wrong reasons, either slavery or people in Thailand who just, you know, get into it, you know, thinking there's going to be a way out. And then also in Thailand, talking to the people who are actually going there for that purpose. And, you know, the kind of tragedy of, you know, that whole scenario altogether. And then so Peter was just letting us in about, you know, just all of the other nationalities who unfortunately succumb to this trade. And of course, I know it's happening so much more than I know about. And I guess that's what we need to do, is really just kind of spread the word so people know a little bit more about it.
Yeah. There's also some organizations that that are out there. We work with an organization called Not For Sale. Not For Sale, there's a book out called Not For Sale, and there's an organization called Not For Sale. They're in all 50 states. If you want to know more about human trafficking, Not For Sale. Just look it up. They got a chapter in your state.
Okay. And the book is called Not For
the book,
Sale.
They also have a book
well.
Out called Not For Sale, okay. Which has a whole bunch of statistics. And
gotcha. Yeah. Okay. And Peter, your thoughts on this scenario?
Well, you know, first of all, you know, again, we were talking about the fact that this is a problem not just in Thailand or anything. There's a lot of Ukrainian girls that are brought over here. There's a lot of people from all over Europe actually brought over here and sold again into the same kind of slavery. And they don't know the language very well. They don't know. They're let in thinking they're making money for their parents and for their families. Yeah. And then it's just it goes nowhere. But the medical aspect of this is, of course, twofold. One is psychological, the damage that's being done to these kids psychologically. Second of all is, of course, this continual spread of AIDS and other kinds of sicknesses that are that just hurt our whole public.
Right. Yeah, and unfortunately, you know, part of it is, and we were talking about this a little bit before with, you know, vaccinations, but with the prevention, and, you know, these people don't always know how to prevent these infections, i.e. condoms or spermicidal gels or things like that. But then also, once they get it, they might not know, and then they're just spreading it all around because, of course, that's their business. And the more clients, I guess you could say, that they get, the more money they're going to get. So, of course, you know, the intention is to do that as much as possible. So, yeah, it's a real sad and tragic situation. And, you know, and what really kind of makes me so sad to think about is, of course, if they get those infections that not only they can't ever get away from, so obviously like HIV or herpes or something like that, but also if they just can't get the treatment and it's something that could ultimately kill you, which, you know, just an antibiotic could treat, but they don't have access to get the antibiotic, or they don't know that they should. And, you know, we're just so lucky, in especially in this country, that we have such access to medical care. I mean, even if you don't have insurance, you always have access to medical care. The county systems, free clinics, you know, even, you know, so much knowledge in this country that even if you just talk to your friends, you could probably figure out what's going on. But in the rest of the world, there is just not that much knowledge about it, and definitely not that access. So the more we can, you know, try to help out with that process, the better.
And, you know, we were going to also discuss for a minute also about when you're traveling yourself. You know, when you travel yourself, you've got to be aware of these kind of things. Be aware where there's AIDS epidemics going on. You know, when you go overseas, you know, that you've got to protect yourself physically because nobody else is there to do it.
Yeah, right.
And, you know, some of the things that we really suggest to you is, one, always check out the drinking water wherever you go. The second thing is, check out what the medical care is like. I go to Ukraine a lot and minister over there to Christian pastors and to the poor, to others, people that will listen, and to our wonderful message. But when I go over there, the doctor care is not that bad. The doctors are pretty smart, but the hospitals are at a lot less level than the other things.
Yeah.
And yet you go to the Czech Republic, which is only a flight away. In the Czech Republic, there's English-speaking doctors that can administer to your every need, and they got hospitals that are a lot better, a lot up to date with the equipment and everything like that.
Interesting, yeah.
And so these are things you should check out before you go over. And then there's the third thing to think about, that is that you also can if you are caught in a country that isn't known to have a really good health system, you should get that helicopter insurance where they fly you out.
Emergency
services.
Travel insurance,
they will fly you to a country that does have these things.
Right.
And then the last thing is something we've just been talking about, and that is watch what you're doing. And don't, you know, it's better to meet people who you know something about than just anybody. Because even in the city like Nikolai of Ukraine, where I minister, you know, wonderful, beautiful women and people all over there just, you know, looking for relationships, real relationships. But there's also a high incidence of AIDS in Nikolai.
Right.
And so you see, you have to be really careful about, you know, who you're going to get close to and everything like that. And that's for any country in the world you go to. Be careful.
Yeah, certainly. Certainly. Good advice. Good advice from a world traveler. How many different places have you been to now?
Well, it's always hard to count, but for me it's been to the Western and Eastern Europe, and Mo has been to Asia and Mexico, and so we both of us together cover the world.
Wow, both of you together cover the world. Nice job. Well, definitely good advice. And again, always be prepared. Like Peter was just saying, you know, you can go to your health provider and get vaccinations, get medications you might need before you go, but get information. Go online. CDC.gov and the State Department always have information about travelers' health and prevention. So definitely make sure you check that out before you go anywhere. And be with people you know and trust. So we're going to be going into a little bit of a Christmas set here. Christmas time is here, and then Do They Know It's Christmas? And then John Cody after that. So keep on listening to good music on Good Medicine on intrafficradio.com.
Thank you. used to visit all these very gay places, those come what may places, where one relaxes on the axis of the wheel of life to get a feel of life from jazz and cocktails. The girls I knew had sad and sullen gray faces with distant gay traces. They used to be there, you can see where they've been washed away by too many through the day. From 12 o'clock tales, and you came along with your siren song that tempts me to madness. And I thought for a while that your poignant smile was tinged with the sadness of a great love for me. But I was wrong. I was wrong again. Life is lonely again. Only last week, everything seemed so sure. Awful again, truffle of hearts can only be a bore. A week in Paris, it eased the bite of it. It's all I can do. Smile in spite of it. I'll forget you, I will. Yet you are still burning inside my brain. Romance is mush, stifling those who strive. Well, I've lived a lush life in some small dive, and there I'll be while I rot with the rest of those whose lives are lonely.
All right. John Cody, Lush Life. And that is a friend of Peter's. Yeah. And now Mo's, too. You both got to meet and talk with that singer-songwriter. And so extol his virtues. Tell us a little bit about how wonderful he is.
Well, John is quite a man. We hadn't seen each other in 27 years. And You know, believe it or not.
And how did you know him?
He was in my youth group and in my Christian rock band at the time.
I think
isn't
that's
that amazing?
So cute. Yeah, it's
a lot of people start out in Christian music. It's really true. You know, like you know, there's been many artists, but this man has gone on to write two. He's written two gold records. One for Bonnie Raitt, another one for Tom Cochran.
Yep, Tom Cochran.
And and then another person that's really influenced him is Joni Mitchell.
Joni Mitchell.
He's played with all these people. He's played really. And he's played with Bob Dylan. He's played with virtually everybody that you can think of, in from Coltrane to everybody. He's just one of those kind of guys that's kind of been around. And he puts out his own stuff. Right now, he's offered a new album. He's really excited about it. We're hoping that it goes well for him. But John, this is for you too, buddy. We want to give this to you as an encouragement. Keep
doing what you're doing. You're good at it.
Amen.
Right
and
on.
By the way, that last song is not indicative of his just his style. He writes all different
all
genres,
stuff,
and
it's
really good stuff.
And that was an album called Darkness Visible. Again, John Cody, Cody. So if you want to go check that one out, you can. But more often than not, he's a songwriter for other folks. Would
that has been
that?
His career mostly, you know. Okay. And like I said, right now he's going back into doing some recording, and we wish him well.
Definitely, definitely. So that was very nice. And then we also heard a couple Christmas tunes. Do They Know It's Christmas from Band Aid. I don't know. Do you all remember that conglomeration of musicians and artists? It was basically done by Bob Geldof of the Boomtown Rats, and he wanted to amass money for basically kids in Africa, people in Africa. I think it was mostly targeted at children, but just hunger in Africa. Mm-hmm. And so he wrote that song and had a whole bunch of musicians come out and participate in that. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to say it was sometime in the 90s that came out, probably the early 90s, maybe 92, 93. So, but an awesome song. I really just love that tune and the harmony and stuff. It's really cool. And then we heard Christmas Time Is Here by Vince Guaraldi before that, off of the Royal Tenenbaum soundtrack. So just to remind you, you are listening to Good Medicine on intrafficradio.com Mondays 7 to 8 p.m. And this is where we talk about health and medical news and take your calls if you choose to call. Again, the number is 213-484-6639. That's 213-484-6639. And we will close out our hour by talking about this rather interesting and somewhat amusing article that I had heard about on the radio, and also we just saw in our listserv here. Thinking about eating may reduce the need to do it.
Joke.
We find this one a little bit hard to believe, but this is coming from the Wall Street Journal's health blog, reporting that according to a study published in the journal Science, another reputable journal itself, people who think about eating foods they crave can lessen the need to actually eat them. Key to the results is the concept of habituation, in which a craving is lessened by repeated exposure. The blog entry added that the study author Carrie Morwedge, an assistant professor at Carnegie Mellon, explained some important distinctions the team discovered. For example, thinking about one food won't eliminate a craving for another. And people have to really think about the act of eating the food. Morwedge also pointed out that the findings suggest research into whether the same concept would work for smokers might be a possibility. The UK's Telegraph reported that researchers found that people who repeatedly imagined the consumption of a morsel of food, such as an M&M or a cube of cheese, subsequently consumed less of that food than did people who imagined consuming the food a few times or performed a different but similarly engaging task. The UK's Guardian reported that this study used more than 300 volunteers in reaching its conclusion. 300. Including trying to suppress one's thoughts of desired foods in order to curb cravings for those foods is a fundamentally flawed strategy. So this team conducted 5 experiments doing this, and you can read more about that on all of these different sites: the Wall Street Journal, UK Telegraph, UK Guardian, Health Day, or MedPage Today. I don't know.
I thought about ribs a lot, you know?
Yeah, and then
I went
did
from 190 to 230. So to me, that doesn't work too well.
This doesn't work for me. I think about it and I want it and I get it.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. Because we're in the U.S. and we can. And anything is like less than 10 minutes away.
Carl's Jr. had a commercial about the grilled cheese bacon cheeseburger.
Oh my God, and those things are ridiculous.
Yeah, and I was craving one. Right?
And you're thinking to yourself, no.
I was thinking about it a long time, and it just increased that desire.
Exactly.
So I went and got it, and I was disappointed. It was good.
And look at the chocolate
craving,
too.
That's the way that goes.
The chocolate craving. How many people got chocolate craving? They think about chocolate all day, and what do? They
go get it.
That's right. You go get it.
You can't not go get it.
How can you not go get it?
Who are these 300 people?
Yeah. Well, they were hand-picked.
I guess.
Hand-picked volunteers.
Hand-picked anorexics.
That's the problem with science.
It's a skewed study. I don't know. If they came and found me, I would skew their results.
Yeah.
I think we all would, huh?
Yeah, I think we would.
All right.
Yeah.
And then we're going and eating things like the Carl's Jr.'s huge bacon cheeseburgers and thinking, oh my God, why did we do that?
Why did I eat it?
But yet we do.
Encourage healthy eating here, though, don't we?
We try. Yeah. We try. But, of course, we all have our weaknesses.
That's true.
All right, guys. We're going to have to wrap it up. So let's say our goodbyes. Peter,
cousin,
goodbye.
You take it easy.
Thank you.
We love you.
Thank you.
And
thanks
God
for coming.
God bless to all of you who have listened to us tonight. We wish you a truly meaningful Christmas.
Good. And Mo?
All right. Farewell.
Say bye to Alexandria.
Bye, Allie.
Okay.
I hope you're having fun at home.
Yeah.
Go Badgers. Beat Texas Christian University on the Rose Bowl.
All right.
There we go.
All right, one more song by my old band Breach. This is a song called Elevate. And saying goodbye, this is Dr. K on Good Medicine on intrafficradio.com. Thanks for listening.
Accustomed to your apology. Greetings, good listener. You have landed on Good Medicine with Dr. Katrina Miller on intrafficradio.com.